Welcome to The Trending Show. Now here is your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, trendies, one and all, to the podcast. Yes, it is I, Mike Quackenbush, tracker of all things trending. If you are new to this program and wondering what you can expect, I can assure you that I will pick out the top trending stories and deliver them unto you with an unprecedented number of comic book, 80s rock, or pro wrestling references. Sometimes, if I find the top trending stories to be dull, I pick stories that trended beneath them, or I just make things up depending on how caffeinated I am. Last Wednesday, the top trending term on the internet was iPhone 6 bending. It was searched up about 200,000 times. In my ignorance, I imagined this was a tech world term referring to a hack or some other way of making the new iOS more user-friendly through an exploit for customization. Nope. Just means the things are actually bending in people's pockets and coming out all curled up and stuff. In response to this, Apple issued a statement about 36 hours after word spread of their new banana phones. In all, they've received just 9 complaints alleging bending, and that no royalties will be paid to children's musical artist Raffi.
Ring, 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 ring.
Venerable Canadian prog rockers Rush released their new album Hush Hashanah last week to Schvach Reviews. In an unrelated story, R&B songstress Lashana Tova was trending that same day. While I could not find any photos of her on Google Images, I did find information leading me to believe she has a new album due out on January 1st. On Thursday, Grey's Anatomy was trending as it kicked off its 49th season, and whoop, HollywoodLife.com rule on this one, trendies. John Rocker was trending briefly among those people that think it is 1999. It is not. Then I found out the closest related term was John Rocker Survivor, so I'd like to take this opportunity and remind people that Jimmy Jameson was lead singer of rock band Survivor, not John Rocker. The phrase, how to get away with murder, was trending, and this made me wonder how many people with internet access work for Chris Brown. Like, 50,000? Well, it turns out it's just the title of a new show on ABC. Friday saw the wedding of George Clooney and Amal Ramzi Alamuddin. Come on. I've got to cover this one. It was like the top trending thing for 2 straight days, and I have no idea how to pronounce that. Oh, let's play it safe, and we're going to refer to her as Amal Ramos Clooney from now on. Right, she's going to take his last name, isn't she? So that seems safe. George and his blushing bride, Amal Ramon Clooney, were wed before a cavalcade of A-list stars and some non-famous people they allowed into their glow for an afternoon on September 29th. George Clooney, whose friends are mostly seafaring types, approved of Venice, Italy as the wedding site for ease of transport. His wife, Amal Reza Ramon Clooney, a British-Lebanese lawyer and human rights activist, has no friends to speak of. The former mayor of Rome married the two at Venice City Hall 2 days after a lavish public ceremony that was invaded by the paparazzi and the New World Order. It is unknown where the newlyweds will live, since Amal will continue her work with a London-based law firm for the foreseeable future, while Clooney will continue his work of being the worst Batman not named Val Kilmer. The power couple auctioned off their wedding photos to the highest bidding magazines and gave all the money raised from these auctions to human rights charities, just as a way of reminding average folk that they have so much money between them that a few million dollars is the kind of pocket change they can do without. Last year, Clooney made more money than the gross national product of 7 of the nations he makes charitable donations toward. Tomorrow World opened, and more than 50,000 people wanted to know about it. Well, I don't even have to click on the link for this one. Tomorrow World is where the Carousel of Progress is, right? It's that crazy rotating diorama thing of what Walt, I'm secretly a Nazi sympathizer, Disney thought life would be like in the 1990s. They gotta update that ride. Remote controls have happened. And those Rockefeller explosion-like animatronics are the stuff of my 6-year-old nightmares. It cost $80 to get into your park, Führer Disney. Spend a few bucks on Tomorrow World, will ya? Disregarding all pro football stories, the big item of the weekend was Hong Kong, which, as you may know, is not in the United States. Hong Kong was trending because protesters demanding a greater degree of democracy and less interference from the Chinese government had their concerns answered with pepper spray and tear gas. Those expressing concern over sweatshop conditions were sprinkled with black pepper and cardamom. In 2017, Hong Kong is supposed to get the power to elect their own executive officer, but the Chinese Communist Party has other ideas about elections and other such frivolities. They are instituting a different system over top of the free election system Hong Kong had been promised, wherein the Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in shimmering samite, holds aloft Excalibur, the Chris Claremont Alan Davis stuff, I mean, signifying by divine providence who will rule over Hong Kong. Those Hong Kongers that giggled at this explanation were stoned. This Cobra Airwave 360 thing is the newest addition to the Airwave series. It's a portable 8-inch Bluetooth surround sound speaker that's ideal for the home, office, or while on the go, and it's made exclusively by our awesome show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. This thing can be used in your vehicle for hands-free calling. It's Siri-enabled. It's got gesture control, 360-degree sound quality, and up to 20 hours of music play. I like the fact that it's shaped and sized to slip right into my car's cup holder next to my Starbucks. You may like that it makes for a heavy projectile to throw at annoying motorists, but you won't catch me throwing this thing at others. No, I love this wonderful gizmo, and you might too. Right now, it's $20 off when you grab one from Cobra.com, so go check out the Cobra Airwave 360 right now. Yeah, at Cobra.com. Listen, we just dropped a new Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, did Clayton Morris and I, and we're going to make another next week. Before then, I'm going to try and get out one more edition of the Trending Show just for you, loyal trendies. And if you like this new frequency with which the programs are coming, make sure to leave me your 5-star review in iTunes and tell me so. The title of your review must contain the name of a pastry. That's it for now. Until we meet again, adios, amigos.